Okay, thank you, Mr. Mulhall.
Thank you. See you in a second.
Providing all that information. Okay, now we're moving on to our sketch plats. In our sketch plats, we don't need to swear you in or take information about your address. We'll just jump right in. The first one up is item 14 PR2020-4024, sketch plat PS2022-226 for Diamondtail Realty at Universe between Paseo and Paradise. Mr. Mulhall, are you with this one as well?
Yes, this is Ryan Mulhall with Cartesian Surveys, Surveys and Agent. And so I'll go ahead and introduce this project. It was seen recently at DRB, but we have included tract H5A1 in this sketch plat now. It wasn't included in the original sketch plat heard, and so we've included that because we need to provide public utility easement extensions along the western boundary of that lot, as well as the newly added easement on the north of H6B2, and so that L shape got added. And with that, we wait comment. Thank you.
Okay. Let's divide three existing tracks into four new tracks. Can you explain that a bit? The three existing tracks into four new tracks.
Sure. Yeah, this is Rainbow Cartesian Surveys. So tract H5A already exists in the same configuration as H5A1. We're just adding the easement to it. And that's why it wasn't included in the original lot, was we didn't think that we were necessarily adding anything there. But we wanted to make sure that that easement got looked at, especially since it's somewhat near that easement 9, the waterline easement stub there. And then the previously heard subdivision showed the subdivision of the two existing lots into three. And so that is taking, there was a horizontal existing line that we're essentially eliminating half of to create H6B1. And then leaving that in place, and then establishing a north-south line to separate H6B2 and H9A1 from that. So if that helps kind of show the original subdivision from 2 to 3, and then we're adding an existing lot that has the same configuration, just needs to add PVs.
Okay, that helps a lot. Thank you. Let's get you some comments, Water Authority.
This is Andre Ho with the Water Authority. There was a serviceability letter issued to 220831, which provided the condition of survey. From that letter, it appears that some additional easements are required for water meters. This is outside the what we call the approved area. So you're going to need to get a development agreement to extend utilities, and that has to go through the water board. Each lot needs a separate water and sewer service. There's no pro rata owed on the property, and included are the standard easement requirements on the written comments. That's all I have.
Any questions?
I have this is Dave Thompson with Thompson Engineering. I do have a couple of questions for Andre. Hello, Andre. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it goes by fast.
Yeah. So anyway, the development agreement, I completed one for the remainder of this development. And at that time, it had to go through the board twice. Is that still the case, or is it just, I heard somebody, maybe it was Blaine, told me that it could be just a one-time an approval?
Yeah, that's not up to me. It's up to Mark Sanchez and the board. Okay. And it changes.
Okay. Okay, so this development agreement, does that have to be approved before preliminary plat submittal?
Yes.
Oh, before the submittal. Okay. Okay. And then do I just work with you, Andre, on the details?
Yes. Dave Gutierrez kind of looked at this. I didn't look at the water availability statement. I don't know what zone you're in and if there's any facility fees associated with it. You said you did a development agreement for the previous plat.
Right. There were some fees. I think we were in zone 1W. Fees required.
There shouldn't have been any fees required.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
We can look at that later.
Okay. So I will work with you, Andre, and get this information to you, and we'll get that all together.
Okay. I'll send you, if I haven't already, I'll send you the information sheet to fill out.
I think you did. You sent it. It was with the serviceability agreement.
Okay. And then
it's a development agreement information form.
And do you send it back to me?
Not yet. I will.
Okay. All right.
I will do that shortly. Thank you.
Thanks.
Excuse me. Conchita Trujillo, code enforcement. Code enforcement has no objections or comments at this time.
Parks and Rec.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with the Parks and Rec Department. We have no additional comments for the sketch plat subdivision.
And hydrology.
Shahab, the hydrology. We have received a gradient and drainage plan, and we are going to be reviewing that in less than 2 weeks. And we'll probably need an approved gradient and drainage plan prior to plat approval. Thank you.
Transportation.
Ernest Stormyho, transportation. There are still concerns with the portion of the private access easement that's to remain. It's extremely tight as the easement reaches track H6B1 as it hits a brick wall without much space left to turn. It does not appear to provide adequate access to track H6B1. Future development will require a TCL prior to building permit or site plan for building permit.
Ernest, this is Dave Thompson again. Yes, we will be preparing a TCL, and it will become more clear with the site plan how the access is achieved to H6B1. So,
Ernest Armijo, transportation. TCL is typically not required before platting, but as it stands, without a better understanding of how this is going to work and provide adequate access, I wouldn't be able to approve. So just please keep that in mind.
We will. We are working on the TCL right now. So,
thank you.
Thank you.
And no hitting brick walls.
No.
All right, let's go to planning comments.
So for planning actions, we have their standard FYI comments, but what will be required per the new gating requirements. I'll note that if major infrastructure is required for this plat, you'll have to go through a major preliminary plat, get your recorded infrastructure improvements agreement, and then go through the final plat. Otherwise, it'll be just a minor preliminary final plat. And either way, you'll need to get all the associated application submittal requirements approved, like the TCL that Ernest mentioned, before you submit for plat. If you go through a minor action, you'll also need to get the utility and AMAFCA signatures on the plat. And also we do have a comment here, Madam Chair, you may have added this. Please clarify the lots in this proposed plat. It seemed a little unclear.
They started. So, okay. Thank you. Any questions from the applicant team? Okay.
So just some information. This is Dave Thompson again. We will be going through a site planning approval also for this plat. So we expect that both the site plan and the plat will be heard at the same time, and that will help clear up many of the questions. That's my understanding. So.
Okay, well, we're excited to see what the development is. So.
Thank you.
So we're going to continue on now with item 15, PR 2021-5597, PS 2022-223. This is for Olive Garden Holdings at the southwest corner of Coors and St. Joseph's and CDS Development is BHOs. Do we have someone here from CDS Development? Okay, is there anyone here representing Red Shamrock? Okay, well, comments were prepared and delivered to the agents. So we will continue moving on.